I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com. I
cried out, heaven save me, but I'm down to one last breath. And will it let me say, hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. Hold me now. I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet ain't so far down. I'm so far down.
The WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. I'll tell you, that call from the woman last segment,
Sam,
about the Little League, Sam,
yeah,
didn't go the way I thought it was going to go, actually. I thought it was going to be a ha-ha, I remember
right.
that too.
Right.
You know, oh, I was in the league. You know, we did have a couple of girls in the league or whatever. Maybe mm-hmm. she was in the league. Maybe she was a parent in the league. I didn't expect all the backroom politics and somebody being like, how dare you say they shouldn't have been on the same team? I did not expect that.
38 years later.
That's how many. I was 10. I'm 49 now. I was 10. Because I think the only year they were on the same team was when, because it only went up to 12, mm-hmm. was when Glenn was 12 and Ben was 10. So I think it was only that one year. Unbelievable. 215-592-9494. Jack in Williamstown. You're on WIP. What's up, Jack?
Hey, what's going on? So about this pledge, right?
Yeah.
So this pledge, you're asking us to be rational and reasonable, right?
Yes.
And this is the same...
For our own sake.
For our own sake. Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
But this is the same Spike that, last week had a legendary freakout with Elliot over traffic.
It was worse!
Yeah, I was being rational and reasonable. He was not.
Rational?
Have you, Jack, I know you're in Williamstown. Have you driven to the stadium area any time in the last 5 years?
Yeah, and it's horrible. I agree.
It's way worse than it used to be, right?
I agree. And see how he's saying it right now? I think this is very calm and rational and reasonable, but...
Yeah, but he was being a little big.
Elliot doesn't allow for that.
Yeah.
Tinge of emotion there.
I'll tell you what. You argue with Elliot for an hour a day every week.
I don't want to do that ever in my life. You're fine. Take that.
Yeah, all right. See? And look, I don't want to scream at Elliot. You know what a reasonable response would have been?
Are you sure you don't want to? I mean, come on now.
No, of course. No, I don't. You know, this would have been reasonable for Elliot. It's like, hey, you know what? I'm actually not driving there when everybody else is driving.
We know he's not reasonable. Like the list, we know they're not reasonable, so it's up to us to be the reasonable one.
But you're not being reasonable. You hear Seltzer the other morning? Guys, you're going to have a heart attack or something. I'm worried about him. He's a father.
I was worried about him.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Yeah, I got you.
Yeah. What do you mean? Yeah. You want to be in the fantasy football league, Jack?
The league? Yeah, I want to be in the league.
Why should you be in the league?
I know I've already come at you, so I might as well just continue that. This bit got brought up on the text line, and it made me pull over. I was laughing so hard. If I am in the league, I will name my team Spike's Vet Tech's Hand. I'll do whatever little rudimentary I need to do. But that team will get mentioned every week whenever you play me. That'll be a highly discussed.
What's the name again?
Spike's Vet Tech's Hand, because I kissed her hand.
Hand. Exactly.
Oh, accidentally. Vet, yes.
Yeah. Accidentally.
That has stuck with people.
It really has. It was one small moment.
Away,
yeah.
And then it was brought back by the text line.
Oh, yeah.
And as it usually goes.
I want to bring it back to the entire fantasy football season, see if we can make it stick.
That would be a good name. It would be a good name. All right, Jack. You are.
That's my pitch.
What's it?
All right. Say that's his pitch.
Okay. That's a good pitch. So Jerry Jones and Micah Parsons still have not resolved their issue. Micah Parsons has requested a trade. Jerry Jones says that he will negotiate with Micah whenever he wants to. You know, he's got no deadline. Here is Jerry on the continuing saga of Micah and Jerry.
I do believe if we're not being looked at, then I'll do my part to get us looked at. The Cowboys are a soap opera 365 days.
The stream will begin
when it gets slow. I'll start.
Please take your seats.
And so it is, it's wonderful to have the great athletes, have the great players, but there's something more there. There's sizzle, there's emotion, and if you will, there's controversy. That controversy is good stuff in terms of keeping and having people's attention.
Wow. I'm going to put us in the headlines if we're not there.
$10 billion.
He laid it out there for you.
Yes.
Same thing we accuse him of. He just admitted it.
Yeah. As we've continued to discuss the saga, I've come to the realization that I kind of respect Jerry Jones.
Yeah.
It's his money. It's his team. He doesn't care if it costs him more money because it's his own money anyway.
Did you catch that little snippet of, it's nice to have the players and this and that and the other. But this is the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes.
He's basically saying, yeah, the players are nice. It's great. Yes. You guys root for the players. But this team, the Dallas Cowboys, is the thing.
And that's what he cares about.
Yeah.
And that, by the way, I think the reason that it's amusing to me is because I don't cheer for the Cowboys.
Right.
If I was a Cowboys fan, I would be like,
God.
Actually, I would actually rather we be good and functional.
We don't need to be this what you want us to be. We want to be a functional team, a functioning team that actually wins. And in his mind, he wins because he's the most valued franchise in sports, I believe.
Right. Yes. Right? Yes. They would have to. Them or the Yankees.
It
would
be
them or
billion.
The Yankees. Yeah. It would be them or the Yankees.
Well, they're the first team ever to be valued at $10 billion, I think.
Yeah. It would.
Didn't the Lakers sell for 10?
No, it was less than 10.
Oh,
it was
less
8
than 10?
Or something. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Those are the two franchises, the Yankees and the Cowboys, that I think would be worth the most. Does he have a son or something that's in the organization? I just wonder.
Yeah.
I wonder who's going to run it when he's
Stephen Jones.
Stephen Jones, right up under it.
Oh, okay.
But he's old too.
Oh.
I know. He's got to be in his 60s.
He's got to be in his 60s. He's got to be in his 60s.
So do we? We got a bunch of people that want to be in the league. We do have the text
line.
Do we go and just say everybody's got 20 seconds to convince us to be in the league? We got like 7 people here.
I know.
Is that the right thing to do?
Give them all a chance. I think it's the right thing to do.
All right. So here's, if you're listening right now, I'm going to put the clock on you. I'm going to give you, you're going to have 20 seconds. And if you suck, I'm going to give you even less than 20 seconds. You have to convince us why you should be in the league. I'm sorry you're not getting more time.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
But this is what we got, so it's better than no chance at all. One of our favorites, Dustin in the Northeast. Clock is running, Dustin.
I just feel as though I would be a great asset to the league. I add humor. I enjoy football. Would love to do the weekly recap every Monday and flaunt it in Spritzy's face for another loss.
Oh, I like that. I like the Spritz thing.
I am a Dustin guy.
I like that. Dustin's a good one. Aiden in Downingtown, you're on WIP.
Hey, look, my pitch is this. Is this the WIP Afternoon Show League, or is this the Washington Commanders roster? The average age of the league is simply far too high. You guys are not thinking enough about the future and the direction of your league. You need an injection of youth. You need a member of Gen Z. I can be all of those, and that's my pitch. Thank you.
All right.
Not bad.
Not a bad pitch. The second person to call us old today.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Getting that a lot.
Yep. Eric in West Deptford, you're on WIP.
The league is old.
Yep. Sorry.
What's going on, guys? What's going on? 20 seconds, great. So, like Duran, I'm just going to close it out here. So, basically, I was going to say, like, let's do, like, a know-the-show type thing. That would be a really cool thing, but, you know, kind of steal that guy's idea from a couple of days ago, kind of like Jack Sully, standing ovation. But, you know, that's all good.
Not in the league.
Oh.
But, you know, look, if we only got 20 seconds, I guess we can't get to all that. But, you know, I'd be an exceptional part to your league. I'm a comedic relief. I'm a gamer. Unlike one caller, I have played fantasy in the last 35 years. But you know, it's I'm just there to compete. So
all right.
I didn't really expect to be following up a Delco, angry Delco mom, but you know,
something new. Yep,
something new every day on the show.
So yeah, you don't pick your chance. You get your chance with your chance. All right, we got a couple more. Jeremy in Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeremy?
Hey guys, what's up? I'm your mover. I'm gonna move Jack on Monday. Jack, are you ready?
Oh wow!
Oh, hold on, this is getting better.
Yeah, Jeremy moved me. All right. Oh boy. Okay. Oh,
this is tough. All right.
Yeah. All right.
Jack, are you packed? Are you ready to go?
Yeah. I mean, we're trying to leave you as little as possible. Yes, yeah, we are. Yeah. We are.
Well, we'll see you on Monday. Let me know if you need packing.
Okay.
Oh, he's moving to your house?
Yeah.
No, he's moving us.
He's the mover. Yeah. It was my mover, too. Yeah.
Ah,
yeah.
You guys just look at you two.
Yeah, well, man of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, I do this in 95-degree heat, too, Jack, you know, so just, you know. rubbing it in a little more. anyway, you guys are going to have a better chance of winning because I have terrible luck, like Max Kepler, for the last 10 years. I keep losing the championship. So I've never won in fantasy football, so you guys should pick me because you're probably going to win.
All right. A bad
Not
player.
Bad.
All right, Jeremy. Jeremy, meeting yep. House Movers, meetinghousemovers.com. And I know, that's tough. Kevin in Hatboro, you're on WIP. What's up, Kevin?
You know, before I get my 20 seconds, is Jeremy just a shoe-in or is this pointless?
Nah, everybody's got a chance. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, well, 20 seconds. I work in primary health care. Love you guys. Shout out to Ike for getting the colonoscopy. Big respect.
Oh, appreciate
and,
that.
Way to go, Ike.
I'll be your 0-12 guy for the season if you guys have me.
Oh man,
0-12. Okay,
I like it.
I do like the turn of people pitching how bad they are.
Yes, yes, it's a better pitch.
Way more entertaining than how good you are.
Yeah, it's a better pitch. Well,
a lot of tough ones today.
Yeah.
Well, we had a veteran.
Yeah, we had the USA guy.
Overcome, yeah.
I really liked the first young guy.
He was funny.
Yeah.
I don't even remember his name. That's
Marcus
that's,
in New Jersey.
That's the vote. Yeah. My vote is for Marcus.
Yeah, Marcus, and I'll let Jeremy be my co-owner of my team.
Uh-oh.
Great.
Well, what do you want?
No, I know. I love Jeremy.
The vet?
No, Jeremy is the mover.
Oh,
meetinghousemovers.com. I'm trying to give him the plug, so yes,
so I don't. Keeps my price down.
Yeah, can't do that. That's illegal.
Yeah, 215.
No, that's illegal.
No, that's illegal too.
We're not making that joke.
No, we're not.
Yep.
Yes. Keep him on track.
Yep. What do we think? Marcus in New Jersey?
I feel like we got to do Marcus in New Jersey. You know, I loved Jeremy. If you want to be co-owner of my team, you can be co-owner of my team. I will give up half ownership of my team, though I will make all the final decisions.
I will make all the final decisions.
Wrong guy to go half and half with this fight.
Well, I did. I was the owner of a fantasy league team, and Legs was my GM.
Oh, nice.
And I had to approve all trades.
Okay.
Yeah, and we won the championship.
Also, I forgot Dustin's already in the league, so we made him make a pitch for no reason.
Oh, Dustin's in the league?
Yeah.
Oh, what's he doing then?
Well, I projected that he wanted to be in the league, but I forgot he was already in the league.
Wow. Okay. The text line is brought to you by Benari Jewelers. Don't settle for ordinary. Choose extraordinary. Choose Benari Jewelers at Exit and Newtown Square. Online at BenariJewelers.com.
Text line.
In fairness to Seltzer, that was a meltdown, but not a call the people at the Athletic a bunch of little bees level meltdown. Elliot sitting in traffic listening to the show.
Elliot deserved both times I yelled at him. Oh, much, man. Much more than any quarterback list did. Much more. What's next?
He took a flight in Moscow for no money, beat Drago, and ended the Cold War. Jerry in Douglasville on why he loves Hurts.
That call was...
Well, so I remember him because the night I did the Eagles elitism show.
Oh, yeah, I remember
he called in as a proud Eagles elitist.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he called Harper a loser. We got into it about that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's your hot button right there.
Yeah, well, easy one, yeah.
Yeah, you get real defensive on the Harper stuff.
I'm only allowed to critique Bryce.
Right. I could say the same exact thing that you said.
Yep.
And you would get mad at me for saying
it. Well, yeah, so my buddy Tommy, we talked about the Phillies, and like I'll say something 2 weeks after he said something, And then he'll be like, I just said that and you got mad at me. And I said, I don't care.
What is next?
I don't care.
Before you take the pledge, I need you to tell me how many square miles have a stop sign in it. Spike, making the pledge process somehow longer.
The pledge wasn't that long.
It was a pretty long pledge.
It wasn't that long a pledge. It wasn't that long. What's next?
I invented Oasis. Elliot at the Oasis concert.
Right.
Dude, him saying he invented a list.
That was classic.
It is. And he just, if he you were listening it. To that, yeah, he wasn't kidding.
It. Yes.
He wasn't kidding.
Yes.
He wasn't kidding. Ranking players.
Yeah.
Elliot invented ranking players.
All because he didn't read the newspaper.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. All because you didn't read a ranking list before 2000.
Right.
There was fantasy rankings if you want to use that.
Yes. Yes. All kinds of rankings.
If you want to say on Twitter, maybe. But even that's not true.
Well, NBA, like the who's the five best players, who's the 10 best players since I was in middle school.
Yes.
What's next?
It's so weird. I've driven the exact same route to training camp every day for years, but only today got a flat tire. Huh. Elliot not understanding correlation versus causation in real life either.
He doesn't. He doesn't. He doesn't get it. He doesn't get like one thing leading to another.
To other, yeah.
Just because it happens in the same. Him saying that the good training camp led to his performance in the NFC Championship game 6 months later and ignoring the games in between is, I'm never going to be able to let that one go. I'm never, ever, ever going to be able to.
I saw you. Yeah. I
tried to keep it calm, you know, just want to get my point out. All right, what's next?
Just say no and tell your dad to go to hell. Spike last night watching the end of Field of Dreams. Still mad at Schwarbs.
All right.
Yo, man, Schwartz.
What's that?
Ike Reese's Plumbing knows what I'm talking about. Heard in the Northeast toilet after the food poisoning.
Na, 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 na. Text line.
What a call from Herb.
Yeah.
All-timer.
Closely followed up by Sam and Delco.
Yes, Sam and Delco. What an hour of this show. Send this one to Marconi's.